We'll be about an hour, okay? You could be around.
And then it will go in this way. And
we're going to make an underground temple for Janmastan, kind of a replica of the one in Mathura. We'll go underground, and we'll try to make it like the same dimensions as that underground. It's always been there before they built the big one.
Right.
And this right here is a diorama of Krishna's birth scene.
And that was where the prison was, yeah, was actually...
Kind of go this, well, you're going this way.
I'm following you. The prison was actually the wrestler's residence. That was where the prison was.
So we're thinking of doing something like that here. And this will be Mathura. And over there will be Raval. We're going to develop that as she must be right around this place, that forest stuff in that way.
And you'll do something in stone here for Mathura?
Yeah, we'll do something for Mathura here. Obviously, the
This is going to be a stone bridge or a steel bridge?
Wood. It's going to be all covered with wood. Simple wood.
And this is Jamuna?
You cross over here, and then that's Mahaban. And you'll see all those leelas of Mahaban are already there in diorams, but we'll be building some shrines and landscape.
This is Jamuna Devi?
This is Jamuna. We'll go over here now.
And this is Jamuna?
Come, I'll show you.
We're just near to where Nanda Maharaj crossed. That's also where the ashes of Putana fell to the ground after it was burnt on the other side.
Incredible.
Just by you taking me, I'm getting all these remembrances.
I keep telling you. We'll just sit here for a few minutes.
Oh, boy. One of the reasons I didn't want to come is I knew I was going to get envious. I knew I was going to get envious that I can't...
This is Keshigatsa. Here's the diorama of Keshi and Krishna.
Wow. Just so wonderful. Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is
Keshi Gata, Yamuna. And that's Madan Mohan Temple.
Wow, how long has this water been here that it's so clean? Is this just new or it's been here for a while?
It's shelter. So it'll keep going, it'll always be completely clean.
That's amazing. I've never seen water like this in India.
You see how it flows? It goes down to there.
Beautiful.
And then it gets pumped up and it gets filtered on the way.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And we're going to put stones on the bottom so
this is a plastic line? Or is there some... Is this plastic over here on the sides?
There's a certain type of... It lines the river so it doesn't...
Lining with plastic or clay or...
It's a certain... I don't know exactly what the mixture is. Something like plastic that's under these stones.
And you're going to have fish in here?
You have to.
In order to keep it clean, then you should have fish and plants you have to be careful of.
That's a good job.
Some plants can overgrow. I need someone. Oh, it's beautiful. That's Madan Mohan.
That's Madan Mohan.
Sue. Unbelievable. That's almost the scale. No,
it's that. What happened is years ago, I've been dreaming of this for, I think, like the 70s. It's supposed to be an even body. They never did it there. They never had any authority to do anything there. But when I came to Mumbai, we had a devotee named Jai Gopal, and he was an architectural student, and I asked him to do his college project on all the temples of Vrindavan, the seven temples. So I had him go there, and he made blueprints. It took him a couple of years of identical exact specifications, dimensions, the carvings of all the temples in Vrindavan.
Beautiful.
And we just scaled it, but that's what it is.
That's what it is. Sri Prabhupada says Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. You going to let the devotees swim here?
Yeah, it's the devotees' debate, or so Keshigat.
Keshigat was just a little down from Keshigat. After Krishna killed Keshi, he went and rested. And the Narad Muni came and told him that it's time to go. So Krishna got really, really morose. Beautiful. Beautiful. You've done such wonderful.
You see, they came from Mathura, they went across the bridge. And then this is Mahavan, which is called the Lilith. And this is the Mandavat, this tree. And it's just like this. It has steps.
Beautiful.
So it's like ladies could go dream, men could go there, vice versa. Little feet.
And that's Brahma, the area outside of Brahmandagat is also Ramanareti.
That's the Brahmandagat Lila. And then there's the Lilas of Mahavan and Dairams. And we haven't begun the landscape.
And you've got all mango trees here.
But this sand is basically part of the
Beautiful. Beautiful. Should we go see some more?
Sit for a few seconds.
One thing. This is almost a tall tree. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
landscaping will begin as soon as all the beauty season.
Hmm.
The bridge will be done in the next couple of weeks.
These ghats, pavilions are in Jaipur area, Rajasthan or locally?
The stone?
Mm.
This is from Rajasthan.
That's, this is being repumped, this water, or it's actually coming from a stream?
It comes from a stream, but it's soaking in the stream.
That's quite an energy. It's that stream that we keep walking with the door across when we were going up to the door sign.
I'm not exactly sure of the exact same.
It's a lot of water. So beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm following you. Arjuna Maharaj, originally, they all lived in underground. But that used to be Keshi's haunt. And Keshi caused so much trouble there, that's why they moved from there to Mahavan. And this little...
This
is just the gate?
We'll come back to the temples after.
Okay.
Right now, because...
I'm following you.
While it's still quite cool, or it should be outside.
Huh?
I don't know.
Hare Krishna.
Every time more and more beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. This is all local sand, or she brought some from Vrindavan? Bring a truckload of dust from Vrindavan.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Giving us all these incredible
views. Dira Shamira.
So this is Yamuna, and we try to make things obvious and very like the lotus. It describes Krishna by his sweet will and Yogamaya potency. The lotus of Vrindavan sometimes blossoms and things go distance, and sometimes it comes together. And so this is a really like closed lotus flower.
New Vrindavan is same.
So this is Chirgat. We're going to plant a Kadamba tree right here.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to cover the gopis there.
Yeah,
personally.
We should.
Yeah. It's not right, but somehow they made it right there.
There's two Chirgats. There's one where the one that's actually there in Vrindavan that they show is not the Chirgat where the Kumari is staying, that's way up by him.
It's the Nandagat.
But that's also one where gopis later bathe.
This is Inlital. we're going to plant a tamarind tree here.
Oh. Sorry, Mahapa Lukhi Drive. She had good, marble, engraved in marble, all these things. It'll never weather like this. We can do it here. Wonderful. And this will stay like this, or are you going to do...
I need to keep it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the main compost will be on this stone.
It'll protect it from the rain enough?
Like this?
Yeah.
During monsoons, the real heavy monsoons, we probably bring the dioramas inside somewhere. Because it really storms here.
Yeah.
We have photographs of the original deities that the Goswamis worship.
Very good.
And we have the Brahmacharis do two offerings and aartis a day. They do Buddha and aarti. So it's not of high standards, it's very simple.
Something that's maintainable. It's an important thing. Wow. Come here a little later and Jai Maran Mohan Jyoti Jai.
The deities in Karoli now.
Yeah. This is where the GVC should have come to discuss the Diksha Shiksha. Madam Mohan will tell him the story.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful.
When I first came to Vrindavan, it was Janmashtami I arrived by Krishna's grace, and it was the monsoons. And I used to sit on the hill of Madam Mohan. Bon Maharaj's ashram, which is just like a few minutes away. And I used to sit on the hill of Madan Mohan. And then I lived on a tree near a Chirgat. I slept under a Dumba tree at Chirgat for many months. But I used to sit there and just look down at the ghats, you know, toward Kaliagat and the Yamuna, because it rained so much. The Yamuna actually came up to all the ghats, all these tetras, these domes.
Yeah.
And the Vrijavasis would sit on them just like these Brahmacharis are, and boats would come. And these are like the bus stops. The boats would come
along
the Yamuna, and they'd stop and all the Vrijavasis would get on.
1978, sometime, I remember trying to do parikram and we couldn't. The Jamuna was up to the Krishna Balaram tree. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Krishna Balaram, it was like phenomenal. That was before they did something in Delhi. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. Shri Vrindavan Dham. Shri Vrindavan Dham. Chalo Manya. Shri Vrindavan Dham. Bhukti Mukti Kupalato. Hare Muktavata. Oh, here comes the water. I want to see how much it is. Vajraja Mukta Kalage Mukti Mukti Hita Vraja Chorashi. Can I just go in there for a sec? Ushune Charidama Nijadam Vrindavanera Adhidati Good place to sit in the hot season. Chalo Marna Shiva Vande.
Just like the Yamuna, the Tetras.
Yeah.
We're having one made for right here.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to make a pond of water right here.
Uh-huh.
And then this will be beside it. That will be Kaliya Ghat, just beside Madan Mohan, just under Madan Mohan Temple. In the next phase, which should be within the next few months, we should
there'll be one behind or in front, one of those pavilions.
It'll be just here.
And there'll be this pond right here.
This tree, right in between these two trees, a little behind.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be a pond here. And then
beautiful. Beautiful.
And then a landscape around it so people could sit and meditate on a particular lila. This area here is not yet developed. We just made a basic impact.
What I'm starting to do is bring from all the different places dust from Braj and sprinkle it. And you know, over the last 3 years, what we've done is every house I've connected with one Samadhi of some acharya, one of our acharyas. And then I brought Mahaprasadam from India, some flower dust or something, and installed that there. So the Grihasthas, there, that's there, becomes, they're living in the Bhajan Kutir of the sadhus, and their duty is to actually take care of that. And then on the appearance day, disappearance day, they arrange a little festival over there, and it's just outside in their yard. And they're like this little, but they're very beautiful, and we made them out of, they're out of ceramic, so they'll last forever.
And what exactly you made?
Huh?
You made?
It's like that, but little. Like a little samadhi, something like a Narottam samadhi in Vrindavan. It was actually that size, it's a little this high.
It's beautiful. So this is Kadiravan. And that's Balaram killing Kalambasura. Or no, I'm sorry. It's Bandiravan. But that's where it happened, right? Bandiravan and Bandiravan.
Bandiravat, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be Bandiravan here.
Bandiravan on this side, Bandiravan on the other side. This became known as Bandiravan because of the Vandiravat, And the other Vandiyavan is where Krishna and Radharani got married.
Mm.
Ooh, I'm getting intoxicated. So beautiful, this water. Whew, I haven't seen water like this in India. Yeah, anyone who knows about water management, then they'll say what it should be to keep like this. What plants, what organisms, lotus flowers, I imagine, you want to have. And then...
Oh my God, Leela. It's not... The styrofoam is going to actually be... Because we're making a Nanda Bhavan over there. Mm-hmm. We're going to move it closer to that when it's built.
These dioramas will last like this?
Yeah, they last. It's during the rainy season.
Yeah, when you stay picking, yeah. Yeah, because it's so shady here. So the sun doesn't get in here so much. You sure you want to make that bridge out of wood instead of stone?
You'd suggest stone instead?
Definitely.
This will be this the Nanda Bhavan.
Quite large quantity of lemon water.
Oh, beautiful. Sadananda Bano, Sadananda Sano, what a thing with the tree, the other 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 tree. Definitely that stone with the soul, there's nothing like this, nothing to match. Whether that structure will hold it is another thing. Whether that structure will hold the stone, the stone is so much more beautiful. I'm not a friend of wood. This is the way wood should be in trees. And are you planning to install any Lord Shiva anywhere? Or do you have?
Mahadeva, that's yeah. The next. That should be done within the next couple months, actually.
And Yogamaya?
What are you planning to do? Yogamaya, I'll show you where.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. See, there's
we've got beautiful goldfish here. This sand is great, and it's pinky.
This is Vinanda Vatsa Kalila is there. The person who carved these diorams was a good story. Bhavananda Puri told me. Prabhupada wanted someone to teach Adi Dave and Bhargraj and all of those people how to make dioramas.
Mm.
And that's before the film museum and everything. So he asked Bhavananda to get different artists who make dioramas from around Navadvip to come and meet him. So several came, and Prabhupada was interviewing them in his quarters in Mayapur town. And one particular man, he was young, he was from Krishnanaga. As he was talking with Srila Prabhupada, he had a little piece of clay in his hand, and a stick of wood, this twig. And he was like talking to Prabhupada, and every now and then going like this. And at the end of the conversation, he put it on the table, and he made a little carving of Prabhupada. Showed it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told Bhavananda, this is the person. And his name is Milan Bhav.
Huh.
And he's the
must
one
be old enough.
He passed away a couple of years ago. But we found out about that when we invited him, and he for about 5 years he lived at Radha Gopinath Temple.
Oh.
And he did, because we were always planning to do this. We had him make dioramas for Radha Gopinath Temple and all the dioramas here for the thing.
Oh, wonderful. They're made out of clay?
He first did clay, and then he cast them into fiber.
Very good. Very good.
And a little later, while he was living with us, he was called to Mayapur, and he's the one that carved the Panchatattva, the large-sized Panchatattva.
Mm.
He carved the forms, and then they were sent to South India to make them into molds.
Wow. And he's already back there. Yeah, out of stone, don't do wood.
This is going to be all the way up to almost the top of these stones. Right now it's leaking, it has to be fixed, but it'll be really deep actually.
Well, the water will be all the way up.
As you cross the bridge, Krishna's divine healers.
You have to, Maharaj, you got to plant a few thorn trees and throw down some thorns on the ground to really give the Vrindavan feeling. Otherwise, the devotees will get away with too much of a good time. The cart was actually not an ordinary cart. I don't know, some acharyas say that it was like where they used to keep their traditional wealth, their other valuable things, not ornaments, but utensils and all kinds of things. So it was really heavy.
It's a Prajavasi Acharya. I think it may have been Narayan Bhatta Swami. He wrote if you multiply the happiness derived from Brahman realization by 10 million times, it does not equal the happiness I feel when the thorn of Vrindavan pierces my throat.
Therefore, we need thorns of Vrindavan here. Don't just bring local thorn trees, bring Brijbasi thorn trees. Govardhan thorn trees, they're the most notorious. That's a good one.
Here, we're going to make a Nanda Bhavan.
Oh. You build a structure?
Yeah, we'll build a small structure and that will represent Krishna's birthplace, Balaram's birthplace, and the place that Krishna lived. We'll make a couple of those pillars. That's similar to the pillars.
This is a little lake?
Right now, that's just an excavation. It's like it doesn't represent anything at this moment.
No, this is really good. You gave him the pictures from the Bhagavatam and so on. This Krishna's pose is just like that.
Blissfully enjoying a ride.
According to Gross, Grouse, and some other English governors, the Nanda Bhavan at present is not the original Nanda Bhavan. The original Nanda Bhavan was a couple of hundred yards over, and it was demolished by Aurangzeb. And he moved it over to, he dismantled it. It's the same building, but it's moved over in a different place, and for some time it was actually a mosque.
Really?
But the actual one is a couple hundred yards over.
This will be sand
here. Yeah. Even the earth here is so nice. Feels so good to walk here barefoot. And this other land beyond the fence, this is not yours?
Not ours at the time.
Is there any problem buying it?
We're trying. It just takes time because it's Adivas land. So only Adivasas are allowed to own it. So we have to get devotees who are Adivasas to buy it. We can't actually buy it ourselves. There's certain laws. But it takes all the Adivasya land in this area, it's all encumbered by disputes between family members, who owns it. So you have to kind of get them, help them to settle between themselves before you can get a deed.
New Rajadam, our property, our current main property of, say, 400 or 500 acres, that was in hundreds of pieces, and that's what we had to do, and they were like 2-3 acre plots. And we had to do the same thing, settle scores between families, visit people, give them land somewhere else. It took like about 10 years before it all, we owned it all. Yeah, you should buy hundreds of acres here, buy the whole valley. And then expand into all the forests, all the 12 forests, and then all the 148 forests, sub-forests, and Kamyavan.
These are going to be these lights.
Oh,
these
beautiful.
Lights,
beautiful.
On both sides of the Parikrama path. See how those lights are?
Hmm.
That's what these bricks are.
Yeah. Yeah, they're over there by the guest house as well. They're beautiful. I wanted to take these to New Rajadam, but this stone is too porous for frost. Frost draws the line. So what's up there?
What we'll do is we'll go this way.
Okay.
These are the Sayadri Mountains. Very, very holy mountain range.
Yeah.
Referred to as the abode of great sages.
And this is where Sri Shaila is also? Is that a specific place?
It is, but that's more south.
Uh-huh.
More southeast, I believe.
And Chaitanya went up there.
Yeah.
Balaram also. I don't know who's... Feels so good walking in sand. And it was like this, remember? Walking around Parikram in Vrindavan?
Before they paved it.
But before they paved it, they put rocks down for like 3 years. Govinda Maharaj, he was like really having a traumatic experience for him. I couldn't even quote all the things that he said and the names he called people. Yeah, and Srila Prabhupada was upset just when at Radha Damodar they put down stone. He liked the nice sand that was there. Oh, Michael.
This is Radha Raman Temple. All of these Goswami temples, what's here is just the shell. And we're having, in the process, they're carving the same people who carved Madan Mohan and all the domes and the Yamuna. They're carving a trim that'll go along the top of each one, like kind of a lotus thing, and also trims around each door.
Not the walls? You won't cover the walls?
Not fully. Uh-huh. We don't have enough money for that. You know, maybe
really?
Later. Right now we're just doing the trimming.
Uh-huh.
And if you see what happened is each temple is sponsored by people, so we didn't have to really think about it.
Hmm.
Like Madan Mohan is sponsored by one devotee, Ananda Gopal.
Who's the sort of overseeing the architecture, etc.? Oh, it's so beautiful now. The lights are all out like this, so you can see.
So each temple was, we made a basic estimate budget, and we had people sponsor each of the temples.
Mm.
So if someone wants to come forward and cover Radha Raman completely with stone, we'll do it. But initially, we're just having stone borders.
They should all look like Madan Mohan, like that. Yes. Yeah.
Your wish will be heard by Srimati Radharani.
Let's hope it's heard by the sponsors also. Jai Radha Raman Juki Jai. Devotees make separate offerings for each deity?
What we did is, among our brahmacharis, we made teams, a team for each temple. So they make offering in the kitchen of Radha Vrindavan. Actually, they have a special kitchen just for this. And the devotees come and make bhoga offering and offer arti twice a day. And each team of brahmacharis oversees
a particular temple. And they love to do it. It's just such a special service for them.
Well, half the devotees back there chanting bhajans.
Yeah, and we should have arches that go around.
They will do that in the course of time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, no, 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 no